Good day. This is the Farm Market News Afternoon Show, broadcast number 248 for Friday, January 30th. I'm Taryn Shields. The ICE Futures Canada canola market was firmer on Friday, reacting to the sharp drop in the Canadian dollar. The loonie was down more than 0.75 cents at one point against the U.S. dollar, making canola more attractive to international buyers. Canola values were anywhere from $3 to $4.50 higher, March up $4.30 at $453.40 per ton. Further support for canola came from the gains seen in Chicago's soy oil, Malaysian palm oil, and European rapeseed futures. Technical-based buying and steady end-user demand for Canadian canola also underpinned values. However, spillover pressure from the decline seen in Chicago's soybeans limited the gains, as did ideas that Canadian canola supplies remain very comfortable. Expectations of a record large South American soybean crop were also overhanging the oilseeds. Milling wheat, durum, and barley futures were all untraded. In the U.S., grain and oilseed values were mostly all in the red. Soybean futures were anywhere from 6 to 9 cents lower, March down 8.75 cents at $9.61 per bushel. The large global supply situation, a lack of fresh demand news, and strength in the U.S. dollar index were weighing on soybeans. Further downward pressure came from good weather for most of South America's soybean crop. Expectations that U.S. farmers will increase their soybean acreage this spring added to the bearish tone. Corn futures were also weaker following the declines seen in wheat and soybeans. Prices were anywhere from 2 to 4 cents lower, March down 2.5 cents at $3.70 per bushel. The large global supply situation and strong competition from Ukraine on the export market were also behind the declines, as was some chart-based selling. However, expectations of smaller acreage in the U.S. this spring was limiting the declines. Wheat values were down on Friday. The March contract was down 5 cents at $5.02 a bushel. Prices ranged from 5 to 7 cents lower. Funds were active sellers as strength in the U.S. dollar index continued to overhang the market. The strong U.S. currency was making U.S. wheat supplies less competitive on the export market. The large global supply situation and non-threatening weather for the U.S. winter wheat crop added to the bearish tone. However, sentiment that the market was oversold, especially since the March contract did drop below $5 a bushel at one point, was helping to limit the losses. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Friday, January 30th. In Winnipeg for Farm Market News, I'm Taryn Shields.